Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had informed us how people will compete and running behind the material thing. When he told us that dunya, وَتُصَبَّ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالدُّنْيَا صَبَّ. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had informed us about this material thing will come in abundance, will be a lot. And you know how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such time, he even did not have enough maybe to eat. I know somebody else is calling the other line, please don't answer the phone. With the other issue here that I was trying to say concerning compete with each other concerning this this hadith that عن كعب ابن عياض رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل أمة فتنة وإن فتنة أمتي المال. This now is different from the other hadith which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that the fitna of his ummah is women. But this is it, that the worst fitna for his ummah that he left behind him is women. Okay? Because education. But this says that for each nation is a trial or something. A trial, a fitna is something which takes away from the way of Allah. So for each nation there is a fitna. And the fitna of this ummah is what? Is al-mal, is money, property, all the things. And also, that this fitna, and it may lead the person to do the haram thing, because he has the money, or he didn't pay attention to apply the money in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands for. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانِ لا يبالي المرء بما أخذ المال أمن حلال أم من حرام. That will come time upon the people which one of them he don't care if he got this mal or this money from halal or from haram. Will come a time when people always care is get the money, get a check, get paid. Doesn't matter. Is it halal or haram? This may be the last thing that he would think about. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed us, excuse me, I know Brother Mustafa, he didn't get me a glass of water today, but I can stop for a second to get some water. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us that في يوم القيامة يسأل الإنسان عن أربع ومن هذه الأربع يسأل عن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. في يوم القيامة الإنسان يسأل ومن هذه الأسئلة أنه يسأل عن ماله. The day of judgment, each one of us will be questioned about his income, how he got it and how he spent it. So this was concerning competing and running behind the material thing. And I want nobody to misunderstand me. I'm not saying it's haram to work, to earn halal money. There's nothing wrong to be rich. There's nothing wrong to be millionaire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us from his blessings. And also that when he gave it to us, to give us the ability to utilize it and use it in what's pleasing to him. But what I'm saying is that running behind the dunya to such a degree make a grip in your obligation towards Allah and towards this deen, and to cause you that you be different with other Muslims and make fight and boycott them. This is what we talking about. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us also from his prophecies about what's going to happen. I forget this number, what number 6 or number 7. The animosity that happened among the Muslims. Animosity that happened among the Muslims, which we just mentioned part of it. And here, hadith reported by عامر بن سعد عن أبيه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقبل ذات يوم من العالية حتى إذا مر بمسجد بني معاوية دخل فركع فيه ركعتين وصلينا معه ودعا ربه طويلا ثم انصرف إلينا فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم سألت ربي ثلاثة فأعطاني اثنتين ومنعني واحدة سألت ربي ألا يهلك أمتي بالسنة فأعطانيها وسألته ألا يهلك أمتي بالغرب فأعطانيها وسألته ألا يجعل بأسهم بينهم فمنعنيها نسأل الله العافية. تذكير the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he went in this masjid, the mosque of Bani Muawiyah, and he made two rak'at, and after this the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he made du'a begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a long time. And after this he said to the Sahaba, I had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I had supplicated my Lord, and I beg him for three things. Two, he guarantee that in he answer my du'a for two. And the third one, he did give it to me. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to destroy of my ummah with poverty, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer my supplication. I beg Allah that didn't destroy my ummah with gharaq, drowning, like what's happened with the people of Pharaoh. So I ask Allah not to destroy my nation by drowning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answer my prayer. I ask Allah that it doesn't make vision or animosity among them, but Allah didn't answer this last one. Indeed, my brothers, as I said, my brothers and sisters, as I said in the beginning of the dua, this class, we can see that animosity among the Muslims, we see the division even among so-called Muslims, or those who claim to be Sunni Muslims. You see it in the countries, in nations, in masjid, communities, division, and even among so-called Sunni Muslims. And we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to take animosity from our hearts for the other believers, as Allah said and told us in Quran, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh Allah, don't keep any animosity in our heart for those who had the faith. Three, we see also number one of the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed us that will have it for his ummah. This hadith by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam قال لا تقوم الساعة حتى تأخذ أمتي بأخذ القرون قبلها شبرا بشبر وذراعا بذراع. فقيل يا رسول الله كفارس الروم؟ فقال ومن الناس إلا أولئك. ومن الناس إلا أولئك. In another narration from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر شبرا شبرا وذراعا ذراعا حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب تبعتموه. قلنا يا رسول الله اليهود والنصارى. قال فمن. And this the first hadith was in Bukhari, the second hadith in Sahih Muslim. The that both of them has the same meaning with different wording. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what the meaning is, that will follow the footsteps of those who before you, hand by hand, hand space by hand space, and one arm by one arm, that meaning will follow their footsteps inch by inch. Even if it happens that one of them, he went in a hole of a leather in the bound, you will go behind him. And we see this nowadays also exists among the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, telling that the Muslims, not somebody else, the Muslims, they will imitate those who before them. They will go about this illness, this marad, this sick called imitation. Imitation. And not imitation for something useful, or imitation with no even think why. To such a degree that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if one of them, he will enter in a hole, a lizard, one of Allah's creatures that have a hole in the ground, he puts in this hole, the hive, the eat, whatever it is. So this Jew or this Christian or whosoever, this kafirun, he enters this hole. Not for any purpose, but he enters. So we'll find some Muslim who will enter behind him this hole, not for any reason except because this kafir entered this hole. Now, of these Muslims today, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct all of us and make us among those who follow the sunnah of the Prophet, but the sunnah of the Yahud and the Nasara. Observe, most of the Muslims today, individuals, families, nations, communities, in their masjid, in their houses, in their dress, everything, basically anything. Why they're doing such a thing? You don't know. Nothing except because imitation. Imitation of those people whom Allah said, Al-Maghdubi alayhim wal-Dalleen. Okay? You see, among the Muslims today, even in their appearance, the way how they shave their beard, as example, this is one major sign. The base coat, in many cases, look even to their places of worship. Look to the mihrab inside the masjid, look to the minaret. The church has a minaret, the masjid has a minaret. In their education system, things which is not related even to Islam, not to anything useful in our life, but because this course is taught in a kafir university, you will find so-called Islamic country teaching philosophy or teaching ilm al-kalam or teaching whatever it is. For what purpose? Not to benefit you anything in your religion, neither to benefit you anything in your dunya, but only because imitation. Imitation in our houses, imitation in our dress, and imitation in the way how we eat. If they eat with the left hand, we have to eat with the left hand. If even something you understand that doesn't need to be cut with a knife, but because they have to hold the fork and the knife, we have to hold the fork and the knife. Not I'm saying that it's haram to hold a fork and a knife, but it's getting too much. It's something that doesn't even soft and tender. All what you need to hold it with your hand and eat it, but because the way how they do it now, I have to be like them. I have to put the napkin this way. I have to tie the tie this way. I have to cut my hair and make a rat tail in my head. Because this is the kafir style. Can you imagine a Muslim walking with a rat tail in his head? Well, this is part of qaza. And qaza, Rasulullah forbid qaza. The man to shave his head and leave, to cut his hair of his head and leave part of it. Rasulullah, when he saw this in a boy, he said, احلقوه كله أو ذروه كله. Remove all his hair, or leave all his head. Today is how you understand. You see the boxes, this man has a box, this man has a cave, and this you understand. Look to the pants, look to our, some of our kids. Why? A kid, Allah bless him and bless his family, he have money, he have to go and take pants, a brand new pants, and cut it with scissors, and after this will wear another pants under it. Is nothing except for imitation. Destruction of something good, brand new, go cut with scissors for no reason, except because this is the way how the kafirs dress, this is the way son or your son want to dress. And we should talk to our kids about it, and we should stop them to buy the best keys, the best of our abilities, not to be imitated this. And we have to warn them about it, and we tell them that this what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us. That means, if we want to read this hadith in a different way, the Prophet telling us, don't imitate those people. Be different from them. Don't look like them. Don't act like them. Don't walk like them. You have some kids look to them when they walk into the masjid, burning his hand there. His fingers, turning his hand, okay, rubbing his arm down, his hand is tilted a little bit with three fingers together, and the thumb and the other finger is a certain way walking, and or have this baggy coat and this long hat and walking on the sand, check their shoulders in a different, all the things, because we've been attacked by the media, we've been attacked by the TV, we've been attacked by the talk shows, we've been attacked by all these things that we see it, and now we're doing it. Doing it for what? You don't know why. Because indeed the Prophet said, even if he enter a leather hole in the ground, he will enter it. Why are you doing it? He said, hey, it's not why you're doing it. He's doing it. Matter of imitation. We ask Allah to protect us and our families and our communities and the Muslims jami'an from all this nonsense, inshallah. What was the passage of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had informed us also that will in hadith, Spiru, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَأْتِي عَلَيْكُمْ زَمَانٍ إلا والذي بعده أشر من حتى تلقوا ربكم. The occasion of this hadith that Zubair رضي الله عنه, he went to Anas ibn Malik and he told him about the hardship and the persecution of Al-Hajjaj, the governor in that time. So Anas, he told him, be patient. Indeed, no time will come except will be worse than the latter. That means every time the time comes, things get worse for the Muslims. Okay? Persecution, prison, punishment. Okay? So this was happening to some of the Sahaba after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when Zubair went and complained about it, so Anas, he said that the Prophet had told us this, that the latter time be worse than the former. It won't be like this. So it's here persecution for Muslims, and you may hear it, you can see it. Now they're cracking on the front and call them fundamentalists, or they call them extremists. Whatever the name, labels that they want to give them, the fund excuse the fund, and now instead used to be persecution for a person in his country if he ran away out of his country, go to another country, and this was it. Now became like more agreements with the country that anybody that we need him, we send him. So now you see that every day is getting worse. The way how they prison people, the way how they discover more way to punish people. as I explained, I think it was the class, how they used the torch Muslims brotherhood in Egypt, and they used to use electric shock, and they used to use cigarette butts, you understand, to turn it off or whatever, to put it off, stick it in their private rooms, and they used to get expertise from Russia. They used to import expertise in punishment, how to punish and how to persecute people. So they used to bring them from Russia. So-called Muslims, they can learn from them so they can punish the Muslims, especially those who was in the movement of brotherhood in Egypt, in Syria, and all other places, and it's still going on till now. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us about how the time, every time that going to get worse for the Muslims. One of the things also that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that we indeed see it today, we see it everywhere in Arabia and in America, okay? But maybe we see it more now here. This is about music now. And this is one of the main states of that music is haram. And if any one of you still remember that we mentioned about the Quran youth, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of his prophecies, he has informed us that will come people who say, we only go by the Quran. Whatever in the Quran is halal, this is what we carry out. And whatever in the Quran is haram, this is what we stay about, away from it. Indeed, whatever the Prophet of Allah make haram is similar, is equal to what Allah make it haram. Indeed, whatever the Prophet of Allah make it halal is similar, is equal to whatever Allah make halal. Okay? So, here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us in hadith which is reported by Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. And this hadith in a collection of Imam al-Bukhari in volume, I think volume 10, and you may find it under the chapter of drinks, okay, bab shriba. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يكونن من أمتي أقوام يستحلون الحرة. وهو الفرج يعني يستحلون الزنا زنا صلى الله عليه الحرير الخمر المعازف. Okay, so here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which حديث they said in collection البخاري رحمة الله عليه, and reported by Abu Malik al-Ash'ari, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, will be a group of my nation, will be people of my people, who will treat certain elements of Islam or certain things as halal. They will deal with it or utilize it or indulge in certain things